Sitting on Governor Andrew Cuomo's desk is a bill that would change how the state classifies the Oswego River and Lake Niitawanta in Fulton. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, if signed, it would make them eligible for new funding.
Adding the Oswego River and Lake Niitawanta to New York's list of inland waterways would allow Fulton to participate in the state's local waterfront revitalization program. Eligible municipalities can develop plans to preserve their local waterways and utilize them for economic development purposes. Those plans can then be submitted for state and federal grants. Oswego County Assemblyman Will Barkley says that could give a boost to the Fulton Footpaths group.
We've had some local efforts over the last year or so in order to provide new trail systems, open up the views to the waterways.
Those involved in the Fulton Footpaths movement want to build heritage trails around the city and the Oswego River that would highlight local history, with benches, landscaping, informational kiosks, pedestrian lighting, and public art along the path. Fulton officials also hope to apply for funding to clean up Lake Niitawanta, which often suffers from algal blooms, and the Oswego River, which the EPA currently considers polluted. Several projects in the city of Oswego have won funding from the local waterfront revitalization program, including most recently $75,000 to fund an exterior paint job for the Oswego West Pierhead Lighthouse. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.